Welcome to the Dennis Dernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows, He does not waste our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. That's awesome news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Dernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called Come King Jesus. This is from the studio recording called Kingdom Come. This particular song came to me way back on December 10th of 2007. Psalm 24, verses 7 through 10 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in." Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. "Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. This is one of those songs that really did seem to write itself, and I'm being very serious about that. I had been simply meditating on what the kingdom of God means to me, and as a result, what it would look like in me and in every area of my life. As I thought about these things, I realized that my life has many areas where the average person would not be able to see the kingdom of God in my life, just being honest, just being real. What this meant to me was that I needed to allow the King to rule in each of those areas, thereby giving him his proper place as ruler over every area of my life. Imagine what our lives would look like if Jesus truly did rule and reign over us. He is a good King, a just King, who enjoys his subjects. He is a mighty King who rules even when the world around us seems to be turning further and further away from him. This song is my personal invitation to the Lord to come into each area of my life and be the King of that place. Use it to help usher in the kingdom of God in your own life. After all, aren't we supposed to seek first the kingdom of God? According to Matthew 6, 31-34, it says this, "Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Isn't that the truth? Let's welcome King Jesus into every area of our life right now.
Your King.
Father, we do ask that your kingdom come in every area of our lives this day, this moment. Help us to see our life from your point of view as we seek first the kingdom by seeking first the King. Bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. In Revelation 19, verses 11 through 13, we find a description of what the King of Kings looks like, along with a description of the nature of his character faithful and true. It says this, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." Guys, when we welcome Jesus as King of Kings into our lives, we are accepting the abundance of his life. We have one who will never, ever leave us. In fact, his very name is Faithful and True. We also are granted the power, we're granted the grace to put down the lies of the enemy by virtue of the truth of God's Word. I think it's so cool that another name of Jesus is the Word of God. When we are confronted with the lies of the enemy today, let's remember that we have been given the mind of Christ and that His Word is written upon our hearts. We have everything we need to be more than conquerors through faith in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 10:16 says it like this, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws upon their heart, and on their mind I will write them." Let's do this. Let's seek first the kingdom of God this week by seeking first the King. Let's purpose to begin and end each day by welcoming Jesus to come into every area of our lives. Use today's song as a catalyst to do that very thing. This will also lead to us being better able to see life from the King's point of view. I want to see what Jesus sees in every area and every circumstance of my life. How about you? Well, that's today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast, and it's brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. And if you don't mind, would you consider taking a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? And to help with ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple. It's easy. You might just be encouraged by one of the teaching vlogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. Just go to amazon.com, put in my name and books by, and you'll find a whole list of books that I've written through the years. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to dennisjernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song from today's broadcast, Come King Jesus, from the studio recording Kingdom Come, just go to the store at dennisjernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else about today's podcast, remember this. This is the best news of all. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.